This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the consumer products behemoth Procter & Gamble this morning, a sort of so-so third quarter profit report, but buried a ways down from the headline number was this, an announcement that P&G is going to unload Duracell. It does have 25% of the worldwide battery market, Duracell does, but it's just not growing like it used to. Marketplace's Adrian Hill takes a look at the past and future, perhaps, of the iconic battery.
Duracell got its start in World War II. Eric Hintz is an historian at the Smithsonian.
The U.S. military had an insatiable demand for batteries to power all kinds of mobile equipment, including walkie-talkies and minesweepers.
But its batteries weren't cutting it. Enter inventor Samuel Rubin and the P.R. Mallory Company. They produced a better mercury battery, but it was expensive. Hintz says the company really took off with consumers when it developed cheaper alkaline batteries and teamed up with Kodak on the Instamatic and Super 8 cameras.
Mallory supplied Kodak with batteries at no cost. In exchange, Kodak placed a warning on each camera's battery compartment stating that the warranty would be null and void unless users restocked with Mallory's new AA alkaline batteries.
Fast forward, Mallory alkaline manganese batteries become Duracell batteries and grab a quarter of the global battery market. But now, disposable alkaline batteries are being replaced by rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. Part of the reason P&G is spinning Duracell off. Vishal Sapru is an analyst at Frost & Sullivan.
From your cell phones to your laptops to your power tools, you name them, lithium-ion is making significant headway into that business.
But he doubts Duracell will go the way of its old friend Kodak anytime soon. There's an ease to disposables, he says, that's still hard for other batteries to beat. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.